Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. And I do pray often that it really is food for you, encouragement to you, insight for you, or help in some way. I appreciate all of you who have written to me and the responses that I've gotten to programs that I've done. I'm just very, very grateful to all of you. And today we celebrate the feast of Saints Simon and Jude. They were among the 12 that Jesus appointed and chose to lead his church. And I want to take a look particularly at the readings, though they are not long. The readings are short today. And brothers and sisters, I really encourage you to listen to the word. The first reading is taken from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. Brothers and sisters, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the holy ones and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the capstone. You're not a stranger. We know one another. We certainly know people in our own parish. But think of that day when we'll be in heaven, God willing, when we'll be there and we'll all be together and we'll know one another. God will give us that grace. People who have labored side by side with us that we don't know right now, but we will know. And here we have Simon and Jude. Through Jesus, the whole structure is held together and grows into a temple sacred to the Lord. In him, you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Do you believe that? You say, well, I haven't seen it. Seeing is believing. No. Do you have faith to know that there is an eternal life awaiting you? This is our first life here on this earth. And at some time we all die. But heaven is prepared for those who love him. We're not called to be perfect. We're called to love the Lord with all our heart. We're called to confess our sins when we're guilty, so that our slate may be clean when we stand before him. And perhaps even if we have confessed sin, maybe we've forgotten or ignored in some way a certain sin. We need to confess all our sin, and then we'll stand before God himself, who will judge us. Wouldn't it be wonderful to hear those words, come, enter into my kingdom. Come, enter into the household of God. Think about that. This love of his sacred heart for us is infinite. Don't you want to see him? Don't you want to thank him? Don't you want to be near him? That's what awaits us, and many things we don't even know yet await us if we're faithful to him in this life. And that's what God's asking of us. Be faithful to me now, and you will have everlasting life. My goodness, are we stupid or what are we sometimes that we don't even think about the future? We don't think what awaits us. And there's only two routes, you know, heaven or hell. Certainly we may spend a little time in purgatory, but oh, to be welcomed, knowing even if you end up in purgatory, you know that you're going to heaven. You know that. So open your heart to him now. Even today, open your heart to him. Ask him, Lord, what do I need to do to draw closer to you? What do I need to do today to be more faithful to you? Will you help me, please? Psalm 19 tells us, their message goes out through all the earth. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Day pours out the word today, and night to night imparts knowledge. Not a word nor a discourse whose voice is not heard. Through all the earth their voice resounds, and to the ends of the world their message. Think about that. The message that the saints that have gone before us have spread is the true message of God. His angels and his saints have communicated to us in so many ways what the right path is, but sometimes we just don't hear, and many times it's because we're not genuinely listening. Now, don't go and make up things and say, oh, I heard God say this. No, you'll know when it is. In the meantime, because I know for some years I loved the Lord and I was trying to do what I was being told as I grew up, but I didn't know really how to hear the Lord. My relationship wasn't as good as it can be, and I had a lot to learn. But, oh, brothers and sisters, he waits there. He waits there for us to turn to him and say, Lord, teach me how to pray. Lord, teach me how to live this day. Lord, help me. Sometimes an idea will pop into your head of some scripture passage, and you read it over. That's from God. He can do it in many ways. You can pick a book up, and it happens to be the answer you've been looking for. He can do it in all kinds of ways, or through other people. Doesn't mean that you have to hear the voice of God directly from heaven to hear him. He comes through his many servants, and he reveals himself. Sometimes he does reveal himself personally, but oh my, you know when it's God. You know. You love him. You hear him, you listen to him, and you follow him because he wants his message to go out through all the earth. And that's up to you and me. That honestly, that's up to you and me. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verses 12 to 16, Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer. Now listen to that. Jesus went up to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer to God. Have you ever stayed up late and prayed? When do you pray? Have you carved out a time, even when you get home from work, that your wife or your husband, unless there's a certain urgent need, it'd be a good thing for a wife to be able to say, give Daddy some time with God. Give Daddy some time with God, and then he'll be here for you. Think about that. Think about providing or protecting or helping to protect some time for you and some time for your husband or your wife. Protect each other. That's part of marriage. Protect each other so that we all draw closer and closer to God. That's what he wants. The gospel tells us that when day came, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles, Simon, whom he named Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called a zealot, and Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Right there is enough to think about because you know something about the apostles. You know the challenges that they had learning, trying to figure out what was going on and how to do it and how to follow the Lord. And they did. They followed him. Peter, I'm going to repeat this. Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon who was called a zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Oh, brothers and sisters, let us not become traitors of the Lord. And you say, oh, I will never do that. No, no, of course not. Are you at Mass every Sunday? Do you read the scriptures? Do you seek to put certain passages in your life in a way that you can help others? God has asked us to love one another as I have loved you. That's what we're called to. And sometimes that's very hard, but we can love them by trying to help them, to change them, rather than just walking away. There are many ways that you can help other people. They don't have to be long monologues where you're telling them everything that they should do or shouldn't do. It's listening to them. It's staying clear to them. You know, I've met some older people recently who said to me, nobody listens to me. Nobody listens to me. Just because we put them aside because they're elderly. No, they often have the greatest wisdom. And sometimes they just want to talk. They're lonely. They're frightened. Listen. Learn to listen. You might only have 10 minutes to do it, but take the 10 minutes to do it. You may save a soul. You may give them hope. You may give them courage. The elderly and the sick, reach out to them. That's part of discipleship. That's part of what God has asked us to do, is to care for one another. My goodness, brothers and sisters, if we did that, if we really turned to our brothers and sisters and loved them and helped them and sought to make life better for them, just in little ways, you'd be amazed at how much God will bless and honor. You know, one time as a child, I think I had the mumps and I was in bed and my father let me have my cat. And he was sitting on my chest. And he was very good. He was silent. He didn't do anything. I could just pet him. And I loved it. And then we were listening to a murder mystery of some kind. And the police had arrived at the door of where they thought the kidnapper was. And so they got to the door and they said, go. And they punched the door in. And the door flew open and the guy they were seeking was there. And that guy just yelled. He yelled so loud that the cat dug his claws right into my neck. My dad was so sorry. But it told me something. Dad took care of me totally. He didn't run from my mother. He just took care of me. But oh my goodness, I knew his love and I knew God's love in that unusual scene. May God speak to you in many ways. May God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.